read you a sentence or two from a very long report, 400 pages of it, compiled for the House of Bishops 24 years ago on the healing ministry. It says, "When Jesus was baptized in the waters of the River Jordan and the Holy Spirit descended on him, God inaugurated a ministry of healing that was to change the world. This baptism was an epiphany, a revelation of God's will, the seeds of a ministry and a life that were to change the world." We need to think for a moment in ultimates. Let me explain what I mean. The ultimate result of sickness is death. The ultimate kind of healing, therefore, is resurrection, the defeat of death. The story of Jesus was about his defeat of death, and therefore it is about a different way of approaching all sickness. That was particularly true for those of his contemporaries who saw sickness only in causal terms. If someone was ill, it must be because they or their parents had done wrong. Jesus scotched that idea very forcibly. But without descending into that rather silly cause and effect, sickness is symptomatic of the human condition, about the frailty of the flesh, the fallenness of the world, the ultimate difference between God, who is immortal, and humankind, which is not. And yet, when it comes to baptism, we talk about the gift of eternal life, of being united with Jesus who has conquered death. That, of course, is what Paul was driving at when he wrote to the Christians in Rome. He said, "When we're baptized into Christ's death. We die with him so that we can rise with him." So we are entering into the ultimate healing, the reversal of all that limits our humanity. It has to be in that context, therefore, that we approach God for those lesser healings, those healings along the way, we might call them, which may or may not be his will, but are certainly insignificant compared with the healing which we claim is already ours because we have died and risen with Christ in baptism. Our wholeness stems from being made one with the perfection, the wholeness of Christ. Let's take another look at that connection with Christ's baptism. What Jesus was doing in submitting to John's call to baptism was to identify himself with the sin of the world, not with the sins of his own, because Orthodox Christianity has always said Christ was sinless, nor indeed with the sins, in the plural, of the world, but with the sin with which the world is imbued through and through. Jesus always saw sin, not sins, as the root of what needed healing. He said, if you remember, to those who disputed with him about the man lowered through the ceiling, "Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven, or to say take up your bed and walk?" As far as he was concerned, the two went hand in hand, were synonymous. By his incarnation, he became man. By his baptism, he said, because he was one with sinful humanity. Through his conquering of death, he becomes the means of salvation, which is a word that ultimately means health. But Jesus never allowed all this to become airy-fairy theory. He brought that ministry of healing in a physical way. He touched, he spat, and made a paste that he put on a man's eyes. He told people to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. That was because he was respecting the eternal value of the body in a way that his contemporaries, both Jewish and Greek, tended not to do. We end up in the Creed with the expression, the resurrection of the body, not the immortality of the soul. So when we think about the way we approach healing today, we need to compare it with what he did. We pray for healing, and that's consistent with his practice. We may lay hands on people, which is exactly what Jesus did and told his followers to do. The church, which is the body of Christ, ministers physically as Jesus ministered physically. But we also sometimes anoint. Jesus, as far as we know, didn't. Have we gone beyond his brief and example? Well, the answer is a resounding no when we recall what we often call Jesus. He is the Christ, the Anointed One. In a sense, he is the oil of healing himself. That's what his name says. To use physical oil is therefore entirely right for us, but it would have been superfluous for him. So today, the feast of the baptism of Christ is a good day to seek the healing of the Christ, the Anointed One, who identifies himself with sinful humanity and is himself the means and the pattern of healing for us all. And in healing, we continue to see the truth of the Incarnation and the baptism, that Christ touches us because he is one with us, so that we can be one and whole with him.